Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Our reading today, Paul encourages us to keep hope alive in our hearts. Hope may be strengthened by unexpected blessings and God's unconditional grace. Hear now from Romans 8, 12 through 25. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory about to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the children of God, for the creation was subjected to futility, not of its own will, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and will obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly while we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Here ends our reading for today.
Please join me in prayer. Holy One, as you come upon this worship service, may all that we say and think and sing and do bring glory and honor to you. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Howard Thurman was in life and remains in death perhaps one of the most amazing, beloved pastor, teacher, and spiritual writer. His books include the one that mentored many, many people in moments of despair. It's called The Centering Moment, that continues to inspire people all over the world. And with his enormous, significant impact on luminaries, such as the immortal Martin Luther King Jr., it's amazing to think that Thurman's light might never have shone as bright as it does and did then, were it not for one sacred stranger. Listen to his story. Young Thurman was headed to Jacksonville to attend high school. And when he realized that he did not have enough money to pay for the trunk, his trunk, which had to be sent separately from him, the trunk was an old borrowed one that had neither lock nor handles and was held together by a rope. The worn and torn trunk had to be sent separately because of train regulations that stipulated that the identifying tag be attached to the trunk handle, not a rope, not to a rope. Thurman didn't have enough money for this unexpected extra cost. All he had was a dollar and a few cents. But because of a stranger, Thurman had more than he thought he had. He remembers his encounter with an unknown generous one in his autobiography. With head and heart, sitting on the steps of the station crying, Thurman looked up to see a rough-dressed black man looming before him. "Boy, what the hell are you crying about?" And I told him, if you're trying to get out of this damn town, to get an education, to do what God wants you to do, the least I can do is to help you. Come with me," he said. He took me around to the agent and asked, "How much does it take to send this boy's trunk to Jacksonville?" And then he took out his rawhide money bag and counted out the money. When the agent handed him the receipt, he handed it to me. And then without a word, he turned and disappeared down the railroad track. Young Thurman had no idea that his hope for education would be tried so much that day. Neither did he know of the way that such hope would be renewed. Paul's words on hope in our text today are mixed with references of the Holy Spirit, which is precisely because the Spirit is always in the mix, whatever that mix is, that we can hope and keep on hoping no matter what. We may hope even when the situation looks hopeless. Say that again with me. We may hope even when the situation looks hopeless. That's called unshakable faith. It is when you believe so strongly about something that you're called to that nothing can talk you out of it. Things may seem impossible, such as young Thurman felt, who sat crying when he couldn't see God's answer was right in front of him. You see, God is still on the throne, no matter what we're feeling. We can be sure of our hope in Christ, even when our feelings suggest otherwise. You see, hope transcends feelings. Unshakable faith means that we believe through our tears, God has a way. God has a way. And at that exact time, what God has promised will come to pass. For the promise, you see, is what we stand on. In the first chapter of Matthew's gospel, Jesus promises to be with his disciples forever. He tells them after having returned from the dead, the promise of "I will be with you always." How many times have we heard those words in worship? "I will be with you always." Is offered to all the people who are standing there, believers and doubters, all at the same time. Now, that is enough for us to give praise and thanks to every day. I will be with you always. When negative thoughts come, and they will, and may even cause you to cry, God begins to set his miracle in motion. God offered a man who paid for Thurman's trunk to be shipped. God doesn't bring us this far, you see, to leave us. Wasn't going to leave Thurman in the train station. We have seen God's faithfulness in the past. We all have. And we know what God will do in the future. We even have the scriptures to show us what God has done in the past. Unshakable faith also realizes that some promises take a while. If God made it all happen when we want it to happen, it wouldn't take much faith now, would it? I know we don't want to hear this today, but you see, we do grow, all of us, in difficult times. We grow when our faith is being stretched, when our minds begin to say, this ain't going to happen. This is a waste of time. And our hearts become discouraged. When we give God the praise, when we feel like complaining, that's a stretching moment. I know it's hard to do. It's hard for me too. But we need to put on a new attitude. God has blessed us and will work all things through His time for the good of His purposes, not just ours. God knows your dreams. God knows what you need to do next in your lives and in the life of this church. You see, God is a faithful God. And it may not happen on your or my timetable. But that doesn't mean it won't happen. God has the final say in all things. Don't give up on the promises of God, nor give up on your dreams that God has given you. God is with all of us, and even if you are here today with tears, don't know how to get where you're going to go to next or what you're going to do next, know this. We all need to know this. God's hand will reach out and put a tag on that trunk to send you where you need to go, to your destination. Nothing stops God's promises. We all have a purpose for being on this earth, each and every one of us. Thurman needed a ticket and an education to get where God was going to take him next. So the lesson for us today is this. God's got your ticket and the path to send you where you are going that ultimately fulfills the dreams and the promises that God has given you and me. So, my friends, dig your heels in. Put on a different attitude. If God said it, it will come to pass. That's called unshakable faith. But you and I must get our passion back. That's really important, even in the tears. This is what Paul did. He said, none of these things move me. Well, what's he talking about here? What things? You know Paul's life. Circumstances that looked impossible. People trying to talk him out of what God called him to do. Even walking away from his faith. Threats, imprisonment, negative, discouraging words or thoughts. But Paul kept on going, didn't he? He didn't let these things take him away from that life purpose, that passion, the mission he knew God was sending him to. If God can be for me, who dare be against me? We know God is with us. That's unshakable faith. This is living into that sure hope that we just read in Romans. But do know this, the promise Jesus gave to the disciples is for us today. A sure hope was given to all who were standing and heard it. I will be with you always. It was the believers and the doubters all heard it, and it was for all. So some will be in tears and some will be celebrating that. But just know, doesn't matter. God is for all. Consider only the size of your God when you are facing anything that shakes your faith. Anything. When you put God in front of you, then you will know that God is in charge. He will show you the way. He will show all of us the way. Someone said to me this week, spend less time with stress and more time with God in prayer. During this week that I've had tremendous stress. I did that this week because I'm feeling that stress, and I was brought to this reminder when I spent more time in prayer and tried to spend less time in stress. Here's the reminder. I remembered the ways and the times when God has made a way for me when I didn't see it possible, under extreme pressure. Instead of stress, meditate on His Word, meditate on His promises, and like Abraham and so many in the Bible, you will see how God was there for them and God is here for you and me. This is how it works in Christian faith. Consider Mary, mother of Jesus. She leaned into God's promises when she found herself pregnant without being with a man. That's important. God, you see, hasn't changed a bit. Even if you doubt, even if you've considered all angles of a problem, reach out to God, because God has the answer. For where you are seeking that you are stuck, or that we are stuck, ask God to help us and consider what God will do next. God will say this, I will make it happen, even without a man. God can do it without all that we think, all that we know, whether we think something will work or not work, and even when considering circumstances and doubt. Jesus doesn't need doubters to be with Him in order for Him to be with them. Similarly, God's being with us doesn't hinge on our being with God, or what side that we take in this contentious world that we live in. Now that's just wonderful, good news, because it's exactly what we don't feel, that when we don't feel close to God, that we need God's presence the most, that we need this assured hope affirmed and reaffirmed the most. We are not to allow past failures and even mistakes that we've made to cause us any shame today that affects our future or our relationships. God doesn't work that way. For we are promised, again I'll read it from Romans, for in hope we are saved. Now hope is that is seen is not hope. For who hopes what is seen? But if we hope for what we don't see, we wait for it patiently. God is the all-powerful creator of the universe. We must be like Mary and humbly say, I don't know how this will be, but oh God, you do. As we wait patiently, and in this moment, just know this, God is here, God is with us, for us, for God is our sure hope, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.